This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, September 2nd. Well, wheat markets were weaker yesterday in line with pressure from corn and soybeans. We're struggling really to resume the upward momentum in wheat despite a very strong bull market. The Hurricane Ida damage in the Gulf Coast has thrown a pretty big wrench into the grain markets. And we've seen a fair amount of liquidation from commercials who are suddenly not able to export out of the Gulf and trying to divert business to the PNW, which obviously is going to cost more. So it's kind of bumped us out of world competition and really created an air of uncertainty with U.S. exports. We don't know for sure when power is going to be back on in New Orleans. We've seen a fair amount of damage to some of the facilities. Others are pretty well intact. But it's the question of not only when can the power return, but when can the workers return. So this is reminiscent a bit of Hurricane Katrina, where it just completely caused havoc in a lot of ways. But we were focusing on the grain trade, and it's backing up barge traffic on the rivers, and you know, it's created a fair amount of chaos. So that's uncertainty in the market, and traders don't like uncertainty. So we've seen a great deal of liquidation in corn and beans particularly, but also for wheat getting caught up in that. The bottom line is it does not change the fundamentals of the market, especially for wheat, where the Northern Hemisphere harvest is all but wrapped up. We know where we're at. We know who's got what. We know that stocks to use ratios, especially among the major exporters, are at record lows. And we're also looking at the Southern Hemisphere harvest being at least a couple months away yet. So there's a fair amount of time before we have another influx of harvest coming into the world pipeline. World FOB offers were mixed last week. We do see a little bit of pressure coming from Russia this week with increased farmer selling, but that's likely to be met with a great deal of demand. We saw Algeria bought 500,000 tons of optional origin. Turkey is tendering. So the demand is there. Looks like coverage is still rather light among the major importers as we head into what normally would be a pretty aggressive buying season. Usually when harvest is pretty much wrapped up, you see the buyers really step up, and it's typically a seasonal low worldwide. And that, I think, is just beginning because prices really didn't drop all that much worldwide. And that was led by the Russian farmer who came in with disappointing yields and was slow to be selling. But they've kind of picked up the pace here. They've got to make room for the corn and soy sunflower crops. And they also need to generate some cash for winter wheat planting. So we're probably going to see an influx of supply coming out of the Black Sea region, but they've got a pretty hefty tax. So it makes it difficult for the Russian exporter to be all that aggressive. We've seen Ukraine and Romania coming in with some aggressive sales. They captured the Egyptian business for the last two sales, at least, and they continue to be very competitive. But the bottom line is U.S. prices have dropped off here. That makes us much more in line with where the rest of the world FOB offers are. The problem, you know, and the bottleneck, of course, is the Gulf, where we just don't know where we're at. But I think it's unlikely to divert a lot of business to other countries. It's just going to stall it. And I think it's going to build up some demand. So, I think this is an opportunity, really. It's one of those outliers that you don't really expect to see, but that the market does react to, and it simply just does not change the overall long-term fundamentals. And for wheat, it's become much more bullish over the last few months. The disastrous spring wheat crop in the U.S. and Canada has completely changed the trajectory of the wheat market. It was being drug along by corn and beans in their bull market, but that bull market has been going on for quite a while. Now wheat is standing on its own with the huge drop in spring wheat production, which is not only has taken U.S. production way down, but world production way down, particularly among the major exporters. So high-quality milling grade wheat is in short supply worldwide. We also had some problems on, you know, the small area where it's grown in Europe, they had flooding and rain as well on mature wheat. So that's, I think, the driver with hedge funds and big traders. They like to be in Chicago, maybe Kansas City. So the perception that we're in a bull market certainly could be taken over into the, you know, the Chicago market. But I don't think Minneapolis will be left behind. Last couple of days, it's been chopping back and forth between those spreads. But really, it's the spring wheat production that is the driver of this bull market. And now it's a matter of buying more acres, not only for winter wheat, but into the spring. And so this bull market will, in my opinion, will stay intact at least until early May, which is a normal seasonal window. But just the drive to buy more spring wheat acres at the same time, you've got the Dakotas and the Canadian prairies, which have a lot of options for other crops. They're going to be looking at corn and soybeans as well, still in their bull market. It kind of just depends on what production we get for corn and beans in Brazil, which is kind of gearing up for their next season. So it's a constant flow of planting and harvesting. And for wheat, it's going to be a while before we get to the next harvest. You know, a couple months at least for the southern hemisphere, but beyond that, for spring wheat, obviously, it's a whole nother year away. For the northern hemisphere winter wheat plantings, that needs to be determined within the next month. So the market needs to uphold these prices to buy those acres and to protect supplies. And so far, we don't see really any drop in demand for wheat. If anything, it's just getting pent up a little bit here, with importers not seeing the kind of harvest pressure they typically do, and they've kind of held off. So that's kind of built up some pent up demand there. Export sales this morning, wheat was a little disappointing, 295,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. We did see a cargo go to China, but it was basically swapping from unknown destination over to China. Corn sales, 1.3 million tons, and soybeans at 2.0 million tons net. China took 1.2 million tons of new crop. Unknown took 654,000. So most of that new sales for soybeans went to China. So from here on out, I think once we get the Gulf squared away and get back online there, then we'll see the demand really pick up. We've also got the harvest for corn and beans coming in front of us, looking at pretty decent sized crops, and that will probably keep those markets subdued, if you will. But the wheat market, I think, is got plenty of upside potential as we work our way into late summer and into the early fall. Still targeting early October, which again is a normal seasonal time frame, but because of the bullish undertone to the market, I would look for a pretty robust uptrend and also probably extend a little bit more into perhaps mid-October. But obviously, if you get any kind of weather problems in the southern hemisphere, that just adds fuel to that fire. So far, we don't see that. Argentina was kind of on the cusp of some dryness issues, but that's really not taken hold of the market yet. Australia at this point looks fine. So we don't see any weather problems that are imminent in the southern hemisphere at this point. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.